Welcome to the Pre-Post Film Review. I'm Ben Asquith.
And I'm Matt Stevenson. So this episode is going to be a little bit different. It's just a shorter bonus episode where John and myself are going to talk about the new horror film Raw. We haven't done trailer impressions, so we're just going to jump straight in to the review. So if you haven't seen the film, we will be spoiling it right off the bat. So
Hit pause now. I think this is one that would definitely have a big warning. You know, don't just listen to this. I think really try and see the movie before you listen to this, because there's some big reveals in it.
Yeah, agreed. So on that note, John, I'm curious, I guess even though we haven't done the trailer, I'm curious to hear what you knew about the film going in and then what you thought about it just in general after seeing it.
I didn't know a lot about the movie. I knew that it had been getting really good buzz on the festival circuit. And I'd seen a couple of screenshots just on movie sites of like this girl with like blood all around her mouth. And I knew that it was sort of a coming of age horror. So it was sort of dealing with a young adult, a girl that was sort of becoming an adult, and at the same time eating flesh. I think that's sort of what my general impression was. I didn't know really the plot or whether she was like a cannibal or a vampire or whether it was just literally raw meat that she was eating, and it was more of a drama with a weird tinge to it, or whether it was a horror with a splash of drama on top, or you know what that combination was. I wasn't quite sure. I think I knew and forgot actually that it was a French film as well. When I went into the screening last night, I was like, oh yeah, this isn't in English. But yeah, that was sort of my general thoughts. I was really excited going in because there had been, you know, almost universal praise for it. So I did have high hopes, but what exactly to expect, I wasn't sure. But yeah, now having seen the movie, I can safely say, you know, I totally agree with all the positive buzz. I think this movie is freaking incredible. I loved it. I really, really love this movie. It's early contender to be up there as one of my favorites for the year. Wow. I think I love that on a very basic superficial level, and again we're jumping into spoilers, everyone, so please stop if you haven't seen it, but I love on a superficial level it's this family where the women in the family are like have a curse or are vampires or zombie-ish flesh-eating cannibal ladies. But there is so much more to it, obviously. It is about becoming an adult and leaving home and experimenting with different vices, whether it's sex or drinking or sort of giving in to like what culture expects from you at a certain age, or the main what it means to fit in. There's so many different ways you can look at this movie, like all good horror. It says so much, at the same time giving you shocks and uneasiness and superficial thrills. I just think it's such a great blending of those two things, of great filmmaking and horror thrills with, you know, lots of really meaty, no pun intended, substance to it as well. Like, there's just so much going on. And, I was blown away by it and didn't realize until after that it's the director's debut feature film, which is just mind-blowing to me. Because it's so confident and so well made. You know, there were moments in this that reminded me of Stanley Kubrick, the way certain characters are shot, particularly probably most blatantly with that, the Kubrick stare where, you know, someone's like looking down, but looking, their face is tilted down, but their eyes are looking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most sort of prominent in probably The Shining and Full Metal Jacket. But then there's also these sort of long, long shots around parties and things that reminded me in some way of like Clockwork Orange or something like that. I just adore this movie. And can I say too, I haven't covered my eyes, you know, so much in the theater, perhaps ever. I mean, this movie like is very confronting at times with the visceral sort of stuff that goes on in it. You know, the eating of fucking human flesh is, it's not something you see often. I mean, it is a horror trope, but the way it's done in this film is very confronting, I think. And this will sound silly, but realistic. Like, it treads the line very well between being a scene that could be cheesy is actually done quite realistically, I feel, and confrontingly. Anyway, I won't go into too many specific examples. You can tell I'm a big fan of this movie. So I'm curious, Matt. I can see you nodding, but I don't know if I can read on your face that you agree with me or not. So what are your sort of general thoughts on the war?
I think I'm glad that you really like it, John, because this is going to be one we split on a little bit, finally, I think.
Ooh, I'm scared.
No, and that's not to say I didn't like it, because I did like it, but I think my expectations were very, very high going into this, given the buzz that I'd heard about it and just the general sense of how unnerving it was and how, you know, there was reports of people throwing up in cinemas and, you know, it was this super confrontational new horror film that was going to blow me away. And I think it didn't live up to the expectations I had for it.
I see.
I don't know. I agree with a lot of your points, I guess. But, and I mean, this is good. Hopefully, maybe you can help me tease some of this stuff out and see some more in the film. Because one thing I disagree with is I didn't think it had the depth that I expected from it. It felt to me like a very familiar trope of kind of like vampirism or something, of where a young woman almost like hitting puberty and, you know, the metaphor of blood and periods, and, you know, it was very familiar territory that I'd seen a lot of times before. And I think just in general, you saying that it's the most you've ever covered your face in a film, I find that surprising, because it was in no way as confronting as I expected it to be. And again, maybe that's my expectations, but with the exception of one scene, which I guess we can talk about because we've already given a spoiler warning, which is when she's like starts nibbling on her sister's finger.
That's the highlight of the movie.
I mean, that is the peak of grossness in the film, right?
Yeah.
Which is probably like, what, halfway maybe, or end of the second act kind of territory?
Yeah, yeah.
I genuinely felt queasy in the cinema, and that, I don't know if that's ever happened to me before in a film, so I 100% give it props for that. But in terms of a horror movie, like I didn't feel any sense of foreboding or dread. I mean, it was more like a uni party movie drama of this girl sort of, like you said, finding her place within the hierarchy of this weird veterinary school that has some fucking harsh hazing that goes on.
Yeah, the worst school ever. Jesus. And presumably all the lecturers know that this goes on and just don't care.
No one does anything about it. I guess I expected... I expected and hoped for something more akin to The Witch or something that would really on the edge of my seat and frightened the whole time, and it just didn't deliver that to me. So I think a lot of the issues I have do stem from my expectations. And I did overall quite enjoy it, and I liked the dynamic between her and her sister, and that kind of reveal when she sees that she's eating the finger, and it kind of like, then you start to realize that it's a family thing, and the way she deals with that whole situation, or even just like when she wakes up and she's sort of this got her finger in her mouth, like just, I mean, that there's a weird dark comedy to that that was like revolting and hilarious at the same time. So I really liked all that stuff, and I did like the end sort of reveal that it's almost genetic, like you said, it's this thing that runs through the family. I thought that was like a neat twist, but yeah, overall I'd say I enjoyed it, but didn't meet my perhaps too high expectations.
Yeah, I can totally see that. It's funny like how expectations make such a difference, because while I was talking earlier about that I had really high hopes, you know, I guess, yeah, I also said that I didn't know where to place those hopes exactly. And for some reason I wasn't expecting it something scary or that would have that sense of dread. I think I was expecting more of a of something that, yes, was gory, but also dealt with, you know, these themes of growing up and finding your place. So just by chance, you know, my expectations were probably a bit closer to the mark. And I can totally understand your point of view, having those expectations going in. But I do think there's more to it than just the you know, blood and being a young woman and all, you know, the period stuff. Because more than, you know, like, I don't know, Carrie or, you know, something like that, which has a similar thing. I mean, there's a scene literally in Carrie where she does have her periods. I mean, that's obvious. But
it's not subtle.
Yeah, exactly. But this, you know, I think a difference here is that this girl is like presumably 18 or something like that, you know. She's going off to college or uni. Sorry, it's not high school, so she's a little bit older. So you're kind of beyond that adolescent phase, and now this is more young adult for whatever differentiation you want to make there. I think this is more about that time in your life where, you know, if you're lucky enough to go off to uni or you move away from home or something, and you really do have to find your own place and decide who you are, there's a lot there. And the different ways that you go about it, she's sort of quite a pure, innocent character and is confronted by this sort of party culture and everything and tries to resist for a while, you know, much like many of us nerds have done in the past. I know that happened to me, definitely. And then gives into it for a while and goes, you know, full hog. And is that a saying? Full hog?
I think so. It is now.
Yeah, it is now. And, you know, there's the scene where she, like, drinks heaps and then tries to, like, make out with a bunch of different people. And you find out later that, like, you know, she was trying to eat, like, her sister's, the like, taunting her with the corpse and things like that. Which is, like, when you don't know how to handle yourself, right? And you drink too much and you end up doing all this crazy stuff. And she feels like she has to do that in that moment, or gives in to this side of her that wants to be the same as everyone else. I also think there's an interesting thing with the fact that it's on a campus and the culture, particularly that we hear a lot from, like, America and stuff with hazing and frat parties and things like that, is, you know, sexual abuse and all that sort of thing. And it's normally the dudes that are committing all of that stuff. But in this movie, it's women all the time that are doing it. And so it's interesting. I don't know. I found that an interesting contrast to see, you know, there's this scene where she sleeps with her roommate and he halfway through, he's like, no, stop. And she doesn't. She just keeps going, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
She turns really animalistic and isn't listening to him at all. She's just completely in her own zone. And the sister is as far as I can tell, the same in the sense that you only ever see her sort of killing dudes. Or, I mean, there's like the scene with the car. There's two dudes
two people in the car, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like licking the brains off the guy and stuff. And the, yes, they like they bite each other as well, but it, it's like men are always the victims in this. Mm. And I just found that to be an interesting switch on what tends to happen in real life, which is that the women are pretty much always the victims. And so I don't know, I just found like playing with that that uni culture, that that college culture was really interesting. And her like trying to find where she fits in and not wanting to go down this path of abuse that perhaps is systemic in her family. If you take away the supernatural stuff, it's like her mom abuses her dad and her sister learnt it and she's struggling. She's like, I want to be different, but ultimately she can't be. And this is something that you see, you know, in families that have abuse where it kind of carries on down into the kids. And then, you know, I mean, it normally it's the dudes and in this, it's like flipped again by showing you the other side, I think. I don't know. I just found, you know, it's not like that's all cohesive and like a very focal sort of theme, but it's, it is all there, I think.
And yeah. You know. I agree, actually. I really liked that reading of it. I mean, I guess while I was watching it, I just saw all that as like superficially about her sexual awakening and her sort of like ravenous sexual appetite. But I agree. But as, like you said, I'd perhaps push back a little bit and say that some of that stuff doesn't cohere into any sort of big thematic point. But you're right. I think all that stuff is in there. And just hearing you say that is making me appreciate it more because I think there probably are other layers to this that perhaps I missed or just was too caught up in the fact that I was waiting for it to become something it was never going to become. I needed to sort of step back and see it as more of this sort of uni or drama about uni culture and that sort of or hazing and sort of, like you said, sexual identity in terms of male and female relationships. And yeah, that is really interesting. I like that.
The hard thing with making a film like this is having all this stuff to say about finding yourself when you're, you know, in your late teens, early 20s or whatever it is. And then using the supernatural / horror element to help convey it. That it doesn't come together quite as nicely as maybe you would like, you know, as you just said. And so having the father reveal at the end that he's, you know, got all these scars and things from the mother, that's when the horror side takes over and the movie ends on that. But it doesn't quite, as I guess I'm just repeating you, it doesn't quite gel completely with what I was saying before because it's also like, I don't know, you just start thinking about the realities of of that. So like they never saw their dad.
Well, yeah, never had his shirt off.
Had his shirt off. And like she growing up, the younger sister never saw the older one biting people. You know what I mean?
I wasn't quite sure how the older sister's affliction sort of took hold. Presumably it started at the college, like, or maybe all of it did, you know. It's always at this veterinary clinic. I don't know. Yeah. I never really got a sense of what the older sister did or was doing other than, you know, smashing cars and licking brains. I don't know. It was...
I think, you know, just while we're sort of on that, the sort of nitpicks and weird logic things, the car crashing, I really like the idea of that, but she does it at least twice in the movie and suggests that, like, it's sort of a thing that she does a fair bit, but it seems to always be on that strip of road. What the cops must be thinking, like, what the hell's going on here? You know, this is a really slippery area or something. It doesn't...
It's not the most, like, the smartest way to kill someone either. I mean, one, you could easily get killed yourself, and two, you have to be pretty lucky for them to swerve exactly into a tree and
actually happen to die. Happens twice in a row.
I mean, this is getting very nitpicky. I agree, like that. Totally. That's not necessarily the specific issues that I had, and in general, I agree and think that, you know, like what we say about most things, at least it has something on its mind more than just shocks or, you know,
absolutely
dumb blood and gore.
Well, we were talking earlier, Matt, before we started recording, about horror movies that are sort of shocking and cynical or nihilistic just for the sake of it, and there's nothing else to them, and how that's sort of missing the point, like, and perhaps encouraging, you know, people watching that this is what horror is. It's just like shocking for the sake of it, without saying anything. And this movie is the complete opposite of that, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's much more interested in character dynamics and, you know, smaller interactions than it even really is in horror. You know, other than the one or two gross scenes. And it's more gross than sort of scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's not like they turn into demons at the end.
And also, just to sort of end on a bit of a positive note as well, I don't know if I'd go as far as saying it's Kubrickian, but I did think some of it was
at times.
Really well shot, particularly sort of some of the party scenes. Like, they had a really good kinetic energy to them. I don't know, the lighting, the way it was, the music. I don't know, it was really well done.
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a few nice sort of haunting shots of the animals that they're working with as well at the veterinary school. There's one that I really liked in particular, of a horse like running on a treadmill thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was in slow motion and you just hear its breathing and things. I really like that. And then occasionally you'll see them in class, and the lighting in the classrooms is always just disgusting and like fluorescent or green, or just like, it just seems like the worst school that you'd ever want to go to.
It really
to.
Is.
And they're like, they're cutting up all these animals and stuff. It's just such a strange, strange atmosphere that they're existing in.
Yeah.
And then another thing I liked in that sense of atmosphere, and we will wrap up soon, Matt, sorry to gush, was the scene where she's under the sheets in her bed, and some invisible force, you never find out who, is like smacking her, like,
oh yeah,
from on top and sort of hitting her and punching her, I guess, and she's like, you know, go away, and she doesn't know who it is, and it goes on for quite a while. It's almost like some sort of fever dream that she's having. I just enjoyed the atmosphere and the visuals of that, of this, you know, it's such a simple trick to be under the sheets, but it totally creates like another sort of void that she exists in, while this sort of outside thing is like trying to grab her. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, it's not perfect, but I don't know, it really hit a sweet spot for me. I was really impressed with this movie, and I'm glad that we got to have, you know, a slight disagreement.
Yeah, definitely.
About it.
Yeah, I'm really glad it worked so well for you, and like I said, I did like it, just didn't love it. But glad we did the podcast on it as well. It's rare that we get to do a smaller foreign horror film.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good opportunity to see something a little bit left of field.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Pre-Post Film Review. We'd love to hear from you guys and hear your thoughts on Raw, if you've had a chance to see it. Tell us if you agree more with me or more with Matt, and we'll make a little tally, and whoever gets the most points wins, and they're correct forever. That'd be great. No, but we would love to hear from you guys.
Yeah,
you can email us at prepost.filmreview@gmail.com. And we reply to all the emails we get there. So it'd be awesome to hear your thoughts and whether you agree or disagree with our points on the film.
Yeah, that would be great. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at PrePostFR. We post sort of news and updates and interesting things over there. We're on Facebook, so you can give us a like or contact us that way as well. But most importantly, if you could subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or whatever podcast software you're using to listen to us right now, that would be great. And if you like the show, leave a review. That would be really cool.
Absolutely. That would be very cool. Very cool. You can also follow us on Letterboxd, which is a great film site, little film community. Keep like a little film diary there and log what other movies we're watching. So we encourage you to sign up to that and give us a follow. There's links in the show notes to all this good stuff. So yeah, have a click, have a like, have a subscribe, have a download. It's all good. Join us next episode as we're going to be talking about the new Alien movie, the, I don't know, 50th Alien movie. Directed by Ridley Scott, Alien Covenant. So I think that's going to be a really interesting discussion, Matt.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. Whether the movie's great or horrible, either way, it'll be a good episode, I think.
Timer. Okay, go. Welcome to the pre-press film. My name is.